And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Fishing Charters and the Bite Journal. We're talking all kinds of good fishing, man. Brandon is just such a wealth of knowledge, and it's fishing season, man. The Alaska reports have started, so we know it's summer.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, man. It's happening. Talking everything today, from sea bass on the beach to cow-sized bluefin in our backyard. It's all happening, and we want to be talking to you, man. We want to know what's happening. If you want a question for Brandon, you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we got another full hour and excited to get rolling here. If you want to be a part of it, it has been a very busy morning on the phones. They're all locked up, but we got another hour for your shots. 858-457-1090. That's the local line. Or get us toll-free. The toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Brandon, but also win such a cool prize. And one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get the full collection of Bite Journals. Absolutely every issue from number one, you're going to get the full set coming your way, and we're really excited about that.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty cool. Ones you can't even get anymore.
Yeah, great opportunities, yeah. That's for sure. Yeah.
You were talking real issue and everything.
Wow. You were talking about you know, time and time that it takes and being difficult time to find the Bite Journal. We purchase books from a company that distributes all of the Bite stuff, and that's one of the things that I order in the shop. And I was talking to the book sales guy about what they had, and you know, we wanted to order a couple more of Brandon's books, and we just got them and put them up on the shelf. But he was funny. He's like, "Yeah, I keep telling Brandon just to revise the book. I don't know why. There's so much new stuff. He just needs to redo the copy." And we were joking, like, "Oh yeah, I'm sure it'll be no problem. Just sit down and fire another one off."
Yeah, no, Michael's nice, but he just doesn't. It takes a lot of time to rewrite a book or to bring it to current, and the Southern California Angler is just, like, outdated. Tackle and everything has changed from that first book that I wrote. So while I would like to do it, it's just, like, that's not on my horizon.
It applies. It does,
but just so much has changed in that time with just tackle and everything. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing a reprint as it stands now. Yeah. So I'd love to do a rewrite on it, but... Yeah, that's not really on the horizon.
We just had fun talking about what it takes to drive, you know, charter boats and this and that and all the amount of time that goes into it. Oh, no, it's not that big of a deal. Just knock it out, you know.
Yeah,
just,
sure.
Just write another book. It's no big deal.
Just bang it out, Brandon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Here we go. Jump back in the phones. They're anxious to talk to Brandon. All the lines are full, but keep on trying. You'll be able to get through.
Got some very patient callers. Let's start it off with Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Brandon. Love fishing with you. Congratulations on the new boat.
Yeah.
And really stoked that you're going to be running out of Fisherman's Landing. Not that I ever had an issue with driving to Dana Point, because, you know, you got to fish, you got to drive where the fish are.
Right.
Question, what's up with the sea bass bite in Oxnard? Because I was reading in Western Outdoor News that they seem thick up there. Is it just bait or... what?
Well, that's a good question. That's a pretty standard summer play at the Channel Islands. It's squid related, and it's that Channel Islands grade mostly, which is from legal to about high teens, 20 pounds. Massive schools show up there when they're squid based type deal.
Gotcha.
So weather has hampered them. When you look in the counts, if you look at the counts from yesterday for up and down the coast, there was 22 sea bass caught. It's not because that bite's fallen on its face the last 2 weeks. It's because it likes to blow 35 knots up there.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of wind at times up there. So that is a good slam dunk fishing type play, and year in, year out, that's probably the best region to go try to catch one on a sport boat, especially since the landscape has changed so much at Catalina, and there's not as many sport boats that fish Catalina for sea bass like there was 10, 15, 20 years ago. Most of them go to Clemente or those types of islands and focus more on yellowtail and, you know, that type of stuff. So that's what's kind of going on there. That's kind of outside of my landscape.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of Western Outdoor News, check out this week's edition. Always loaded with great information. Big bluefin tuna And also they'll have information on the San Diego Challenge that happened this past Friday.
Great event.
Very successful event that Western Outdoor News put on. So all the good information in there, hunting and fishing every week, Western Outdoor News.
And one of these issues is Pat's last one is editor.
That's right.
He's retiring.
Congratulations,
this
Pat
month.
McDonald.
I think it was like 777, or he had some, you know, some numbers were working for him.
777.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's like next week.
Yeah, so maybe the next one, you know, buy three copies and cryogenically freeze one. It'll be the last issue that has his editorial thumbprint on it.
There you go.
After 30-something years.
30-something years. He's done such a great job with Western Outdoor News.
Awesome.
Sure.
Yeah.
He was going to miss him in that paper for sure, but I'm sure he's going to be around.
He's going to be around more than, like it or not, he's going to be around more than anything. Yeah. Launch ramp, tackle stores, kelp lines, offshore. He's going to fish his brains out.
Yeah, you worked for him for how many years?
I worked with Pat for 9 years.
He's
my friend, too. You know, he's my bud. Yep, he's a classic dude. He's fun to hang out with and have a beer and go fish with or whatever. So, yeah, nine years I was there.
There'll be a Robalo parked on a kelp line in your backyard ready to roll.
Nothing I'd rather see.
There you go. Let's
good
go
job, Pat.
Congratulations, Pat, on your retirement. We've got to have a farewell to Pat show maybe.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a roast. Like he's Hugh Hefner.
I
mean, there's so much material, guys.
That'd be fun. We should totally do that. I'm totally
absolutely
game. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, I got all these people call in about
classic stories.
Oh,
him sitting
the
there
best.
Going, don't tell that story.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember this one time in Cabo.
Linda, here's $500. Go shopping Saturday morning.
Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Brandon. Again, very patient callers. We're going to talk next to Dave. He's calling us from Poway this morning. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Great show this morning. Very entertaining. Enjoying it. First, a little background that I have with Brandon. I've had the good fortune to catch a 50-pound white sea bass.
Yes.
And several lobster trips, limit trips to Catalina.
Doble.
Yeah. And we caught a 54.5-pound wahoo 3 miles off of Oceanside. It was awesome.
That's
great.
Cool.
In October of 2015. So I speak on behalf of many to say, thanks, Brandon, and that just would not have happened without you.
Well, thanks.
That's what's
neat about my job. Like, when you kind of boil everything down, you're, like, helping people create memories. And that's pretty priceless, man. It's pretty cool.
Oh, it really is.
It's just
absolutely invaluable to have, you know, guide you can call and say, hey, let's go for the bucket fish, bucket list fish. And so that's just really cool. A question to go along with that. What aspect of it do you find most rewarding? I'm kind of coming at it from the entrepreneurial side. I know that I know you well enough to know that being able to work on your own terms is, you know, important to you and it led to what you do. So what do you find most rewarding about all of that?
I like the, like, journey of the whole thing, you know, and having attainable goals and kind of going for those goals.
Uh-huh.
So, I definitely like running my own business, but I definitely like the journey, and I have, like, certain goals for myself, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I say I don't begrudge children a privilege, but I kind of can. I kind of do. And I look at all these kids, their parents bought them boats, and they're trying to run a charter business, but they're losing money every year, but it doesn't matter because they have a gas card. And I did it all on my own, man.
Yeah.
In my long-term...
You're working your tail off.
And I'm working super hard, but I'm also setting myself up so that 10 years from now, I might not spend 257 days on the boat, you know? And my goal is I want to... Very attainable. I want to own a condo in Hamilton Cove, and I want a 34-foot Radovich sitting out front.
Oh.
John Christensen, when you sell that Blackbeard, call me.
Yeah.
Because I told Daryl I wanted that thing, and I wanted first right of refusal, but I just, at 37 years old, I just wasn't going to buy a $350,000 boat or take out a second mortgage on my house, you know?
Cool boat.
It's the best boat for what we do. So that is my, like, journey and goal. And the day that I do it could be, like, the saddest day for me, even though that's my goal, because I'll be like, this is what I wanted to do, and I wanted to do it. You know what I mean? So that's kind of my long-term deal, and that's what I want to do.
It's been really fun watching you do this, starting fishing with you in an 18-foot Arima.
Right.
You know, I mean, like that.
Not a charter boat.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know. And
that was the one-man charter. That was literally a one-man charter, right?
Literally.
There.
Exactly.
And fishing a kelp line and drinking a Coors Light and thinking, hey, I'm thinking I'm going to do this, you know, like,
right.
And then now that boat number
right,
two is
exactly.
on the way, boat number two is on the way and sold out dates and
right.
But,
yeah,
and
you hustled
making,
your butt off for it.
And then moving up to that Parker 2320, that's such a perfect boat for what you do. It's such a great boat and it's comfortable. You have an inside to get out of the weather in the winter.
Yeah.
And, You know, it's like you can actually sleepy people in there.
And people look at those boats and they get like sticker shock, like, whoa, that's, you know, a lot. But it kind of isn't, you know. And I bought that boat with a partner, and he didn't have any play in the, like, financial end of things. He paid for slip or pays for the slip. I paid for the boat, you know. And so for 3.5 years, I worked super hard and just I put money towards principal, and I paid that boat off and went for it that way, you know. So there's always kind of ways to do it and to get some help, but not in a way where it's like given to you.
Yeah.
No, so, and I think if three guys pool together and get one of those Parkers, they'd be really surprised. They're like, wow, it's costing me like $200 a month to have this thing on a trailer. And there's ways. There's definitely ways. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, I got to ask Dave, after catching a local Wahoo, 50-pound sea bass, double limits of lobster, when's your next trip with Brandon?
I'm telling you, we're going for bluefin this summer.
He needs that bluefin. Yeah.
All right.
I do.
Yeah.
Cow hunter.
Cow on there.
Bison.
All right.
Yep.
Cool. Dave, I appreciate the call this morning. Good stories, definitely.
That's rad.
You know, speaking of which, how does one book a charter with Bite Charters? And are there available dates for bluefin fishing out of Fisherman's Landing, lobster fishing out of Davies Locker Sport Fishing?
Yeah.
What's the story?
There's plenty of dates. And I have a website. You know, it was One Man Charters for a long time. I switched it over, so now it's BiteSportFishing.com.
You can still get it probably through One Man Charters.
B-I-G-H-T. Yeah, it's rerouted, so if you type in One Man Charters, it should go to Bite Sport Fishing, but that's like 20 hours out from happening,
sure,
according to the GoDaddy people. So that's it. And, you know, so many trips these days start with an email. But the best thing is just call, because everyone has all these questions and you got to type out this biblical length email. And like, sometimes you're just like, I've emailed this guy 37 times for a one spot on an open party trip. Yeah. You know, like, let's just talk on the phone. And I like to run my BS detector over people, too, and see like what it is they want out of it and that type of stuff. Right.
For sure.
If you own a boat called Ghost Hunter and it's in Dana Point Harbor, I'm not going to take you.
Yeah.
Right. Which really happened once.
Yeah.
So,
give us a number.
Just call me and call me after the show. I have my calendar with me. We're doing an open party trip this 7th on the full moon in July. Last white sea bass trip.
Ooh.
And the 9th, we're going to kick off that kind of offshore type stuff.
Okay.
And go from there. And my cell is it's 949-212-0719.
And you can get that at Bite, B-I-G-H-T, sportfishing.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
That number's on there.
I'm so overdue to update it with like open party dates and that type
but
of stuff.
You have time to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Who wants to run a successful business?
You know? Who's got time for that?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of guys out on the water, it's Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy.
You got it. Today, that catch report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They've taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your processing orders and their great tuna burger. Friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more information and details, go to fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning. Good morning, Brando. How are you, buddy?
I'm well.
Good. It looks like you're well. That was a hell of a fish yesterday, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you know me. I never really post in real time.
I know.
When it's 77 pounds, you can kind of
have to. Yeah, you start to look like Dave Hansen there for a minute.
Well, you know. I still haven't mashed the Facebook Live button.
Enough about me talking about me. Now you talk about me.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Hey, guys, and like Brandon's talking about, what's going on out here right now is absolutely phenomenal. I know there's a lot of people that are very disappointed that there's anchovies in the bait barges, but those of us that have been doing this for more than 20 years, we can tell you this is the cycle we've all been waiting for. This is the cycle that's going to bring fish in that we haven't seen in 20, 30 years. But like that sea bass fishing on the beach, it's focusing now on that fin bait. Guys are having a great time out there, as Brandon can tell you. That fish hasn't been around like this in a long time, to the numbers and the size that they are. And it's all about the anchovy. Over at Catalina, San Clemente Island, guys are going over there with anchovies and sardine mix, and they're having a great time catching everything. Bonita, bass, barracuda, yellowtail, sea bass. Everything eats the anchovy, guys. I can't emphasize it enough. I've heard it so many times when guys get to the bait barge and they're bummed that there's anchovies. I will go an extra 20 miles to a bait barge just to get the anchovies. So don't get bummed that there's anchovies at the barge. Be happy. That's what's got all these bluefin and yellowfin in our area, all excited. As soon as they eat all those anchovies, they're going to start eating the anchovies on the hooks. And all I can say, like I say every week, is you just got to get out there and you got to go fishing. That's
gotta
the key right
fishing.
Now.
That's the key. And, of course, you want to know what's going on, you got to have fishdope.com. It's an absolute must. You have to have it to know what's going on. Dave reports, Mark reports, all the good stuff is on there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You get the weather charts. You get the ocean temperature charts. You get the fish reports, the whole deal. Everything's there. Hook up now, $20 off. Lowercase, no space, $20 off with hookup now is the code in the code box. And how do we find you, Captain Dave?
Well, there's a couple different ways, guys. You can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. You can give me a call at 949-374-0786. Or you can be my friend on Facebook and watch me live every day out on the water. I'm doing it almost every single day, showing you what's going on. And I'm taking my dad to the Angels game this morning. We're on our way up there. We're going to be sitting in my girlfriend's dad's box there in the Diamond Club. My dad's first time going to the Angels game this year, and we're going to have a great day.
Sweet. All right. Well, good luck. Have fun, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave.
I appreciate that. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Brandon. Let's jump into it.
Rob in Pacific Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Rob.
Morning, guys. Pete, Rick, and Brandon, my question is for Brandon, but before I get to that, I got to congratulate you guys in the show, because I was listening to 1090 a couple of days back during the afternoon. I heard how you guys are responsible for bringing an athlete to San Diego State.
Yeah,
who was
the new
heavily
York,
sought
that
after.
New linebacker there. Yeah, he
cool
listened
story.
To Let's Talk Hookup and said, okay, I'm going, because they have fishing in San Diego for sure.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Way cool. That's fun, Rob. So what's your question, Rob?
My question is, I want to know what the setup is for fishing white sea bass, how you set up your pole and your line.
Pole and line for white sea bass. Well, this is the thing. There's no, like, concrete anything in fishing, and I harp on this all the time. People create rules to fishing. This is how I fish for this because I caught them this way once. So there's probably 15 different ways to set up your outfit for that, and it depends on if you're at Santa Rosa Island, dropper loop, 100 feet of water, Catalina Island, quarter ounce lead head, casting up onto an 8-foot, you know, shallow water, fathom and a half beach, local fishing. So all that just really, really, really depends. You know what I mean? Squid, fin bait, there's a lot of different styles. So there's no concrete answer to that. I wrote a book called The Local Angler. I wrote that at the very tail end of the La Nina squid season because I recognized that was ending and it would be a good time to write such a book. So that has a lot of the rigs and tackle and stuff, and a lot of that crosses over to fin bait, but if you wanted to kind of get the whole scoop, there's chapters on it.
So
no spots,
oh, cool.
Just rod and reel tactics and mindset stuff.
So much of being successful is figuring out the conditions that are presented to you and then how to best, you know, attack
totally.
Those conditions. And that transfers to everything, how you set the boat up and where you fish based on the conditions of that day. And then once you're at that spot, how you set up that tackle. And
totally.
You say you get yourself stuck onto, you know, I catch them with 40-pound test and a fly-lined 2-0 hook. You could...
Right.
Not recognize what would be a successful way and a failing way.
And like you know, that fish is a lot more like a salmon than we give it credit for. It travels a huge swath of coast at Rounds Point Conception. It goes all the way up. So there's just a lot of different ways and style. It's crazy. In the winter, they're super deep, and you know, random gill netters will catch them or something. So, yeah. And I've caught sea bass from around the corner at Point Conception at like Halama, all the way down to past the border. You know, and I've seen. They just do different things at different times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just a bizarre fish. And
they're so weird.
I don't know how you figured it out, but you've kind of semi-figured it out.
This isn't,
nobody's ever going to figure it out.
This isn't like humility or trying to be like overly humble, because I recognize that I'm like pretty good at catching this fish.
Yeah, you are.
But the only thing that I've truly figured out is when they're not going to bite. Or when you're like, ay.
It's not going to happen.
There's no current is important in a lot of things. And sea bass fishing is like built on pillars, bait, current, tide. And, like, one or two other things. And if you start knocking all those pillars out, I don't care who you are. Like, you cannot get bit.
How important is the moon?
moon's pretty important, but it's also incredibly overrated sometimes, too, you know? And that full moon, some years can be the best time, but some years not always. And sometimes during the full moon, they're more concentrated on other things. Yeah. Wink, wink. Yeah. So they're not really biting, right? And then there's certain moon phases when the new schools and the influxes come in, given that year. The real thing is if you can find the pattern that they're on in the spring, a lot of times that's going to hold true for the entire season, especially when it's squid-based. And every year there's like certain moon phases where the squid loves to push in or spawn or do its thing. So when you start seeing things shaping up that way a couple months in a row, you kind of have a pattern to chase down for the next couple months.
There you go. Cool. All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of sea bass and big sea bass, I just posted on our Instagram as well as our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on Facebook, Hookup 1090 on Instagram. A monster sea bass you caught yesterday on your boat.
Yesterday, 77.6 pounds.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I didn't catch it. A customer caught it, Matt Solero, but it was an incredible, incredible fish.
Yeah. You had a good day yesterday.
Good day, man. Multiple opportunities, and everyone on the boat caught one. When it comes time to running...
All caught big ones, though.
Big ones.
Oh, everyone over 50.
Yep.
How many 77-pounders did you catch this year?
The other big one we got was 73.2.
Oh, my God.
And I got a 72-pounder myself that I actually caught myself a couple years ago. So I've had three over 70 on the Parker. And
this year?
Total. Two this year. My other boat had one in April.
Wow.
On our console.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. And just like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, the number of 60s and the overall size. But I'm encouraged about the stock overall. I know there's mixed reviews, but and you can do anything with data and statistics, right? But there's a lot of smaller fish around, too. And look at that Channel Island stuff. So I know that there's a lot of different numbers coming out, but I like what I'm seeing in terms of the stocks.
All right.
Yeah.
Good news. So but you if you're not a Facebook or Instagram person, you've got to get Facebook or Instagram to see that picture,
fish.
That's a big fish.
It's crazy.
It's an unbelievable sight.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's really neat.
So again, I just posted it. It's up
looks
there.
Looks awesome.
Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. All of those links are available on our website, hookup1090.com. Go to the top right. You'll see all our social media links and check out that and then share it with people. Let them know.
No squid required. That. Mackerel.
It was a mackerel
fish.
They
eat fin bait.
Live mackerel.
Live mackerel.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Like it. Don and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Don? Good morning.
Good morning, Don. Nice to have you on the show.
Hey, I had a question for Brandon, but Pete kind of answered it before I got there about the best way to set up a reservation. And, Brandon, I'll call you offline. You said you had a trip available on the 7th?
Yeah, I do. I do. And the way I do sea bass, I have three seasons, sea bass, lobster, offshore. So... Mm-hmm. Usually, a lot of the, like, with me on my boat, and that's why I kind of had to branch out, is that, you know, a lot of times I'll fill up, like, by Fred Hall show, and things always fall out, and there's a way, but I'll kind of fill up. So what I do is I take my reservations in the fall. So around lobster time, I'm taking sea bass reservations. So if you want to get, like, a good moon phase or a day that works for you, the fall is the time. And the way I do it is people who come out with me have first right refusal for that date or... You know, the way that day falls on the calendar, like the third, they can either have the 21st or the first Saturday and or the third Saturday in June, whatever their day is. So I go through those people who went on the center console and I couldn't get out with me. I give them a shot at the other dates if they book 6 months in advance. That's like the caveat and bonus to booking. And then whatever I have left, I create trips. And then I have like 10 to 12 guys that I love fishing with that are kind of my open party people and I piece together.
Wow.
So that's how I do it.
Okay.
So if you want to get on that list for me to give you a call in the fall, give me a call. And if you want to jump out
absolutely.
On this full moon.
And you're going down to Fisherman's on the 15th. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. That new Parker just got here yesterday afternoon, actually. So
okay.
Up at West Coast. Yeah. I can't wait to touch it.
Yeah.
Good. I'd like to get out on that. I'll definitely give you a call after.
Okay.
Got a second. I got a quick question for Rick. I'm looking at the new Tranx. I want to put it on a... My CalStar 878 footer, which Tranx would you recommend? I'm taking a Trinidad 20 off of it as I fished my buddy's Tranx a couple weeks ago, and I was sold.
If you liked the way that your Trinidad 20 fished size-wise, the Tranx 500 is, it's not, but for more or less, it's like a killer, very comfortable in your hand, low profile, very easy casting version of a Trinidad. So Tranx 500 HG would definitely be the one that would most similar fit that that hole that you're, you know, moving your Trinidad to something else would fit. The 400, which I'm stoked, I just got a new 400, would be more of your larger inshore reel. That thing's going to be the best reel for, like, popper, smaller tuna fishing like what we've had in years past, you know, 15-pound yellowfins. That thing's going to be dominant for that. But if you're talking, you know, little bigger fish doing what your Trinidad did, the 500 HG is just, it's the most perfect reel for this offshore, casting a popper or something, you know, surface iron for a bluefin, things like that. That 500 is going to be fantastic.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Joe in Oceanside, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and happy birthday, America.
Indeed. Yeah,
good call, Joe.
Hey, and I read all of Brandon's books, How to Catch White Sea Bass, Mark Wish, and a few years back when I caught my very first white sea bass, it was a Sunday night, couldn't get nobody to go fishing with me, so I launched out of Dana by myself. I go up to La Jolla. I'm a good angler, you know, I mean, a good neighbor, don't want to mess other people's, people that are already set up, anchored up. So anyway, about 12:45, I hook white sea bass. I'm by myself. I bring it in, and like you were talking, Rick, high-fiving your buddies. I go to high-five. Nobody's on my boat. I can't yell. I can't do nothing. But I have my cell phone. So I know my best friend wants to know that I caught something. So I call my wife, and she was real happy at 1 o'clock in the morning when I called her.
That's so cool. That's way cool, Joe.
That's cool. Yeah. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got good photos. Anyways, how big was that fish, Joe?
Actually, it was 45 pounds.
Sweet.
And I caught another one that same morning after that.
Nice.
But,
nice.
Yeah.
That great. Well, that's a great story, Joe. Thanks for sharing it with us. Appreciate the call.
There's little more than I like and or hate if you're on the receiving end of it. My boat partner, Neil, who fishes more than any person that I know, like, that's the thing. If one person or the other is on the boat, especially something like that, sea bass fishing at nighttime, like, you better believe if it's like a 2 a.m. fish that hits the deck, like, you're sound asleep in your warm bed, and like, also, you hear the text go off. It's like, son of a...
Already know.
Yeah, exactly. You know for sure it's on. And like, there's a picture of the deck, usually with a middle finger and a ha-ha-ha, you're not here. You're not here picture, you know, every time.
You're in bed, and I'm catching sea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And nothing better than giving that photo to somebody else, too. Like, yeah, I'm glad you didn't go. Good call.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The first time we've had an open phone line the entire show. If you want it, it's time. 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup with Brandon Hayward right here on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay. With something for everyone, Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day-and-a-half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Have you ever purchased a surface iron or yo-yo jig and soon the paint is almost gone? Happens all the time, but not with Pacific Lures. Their goal to build a jig that looks like bait and lasts, and that is exactly what you get at Pacific Lures. The powder-coated jig body is extremely durable with high-resolution digital imagery of actual bait fish like mackerel, sardine, and squid. A TIG-welded solid stainless steel ring gives superior strength and no corrosion. It's digital, so Pacific Lures can do custom jigs too. Buy online at PacificLures.com or selected retailers. That's PacificLures.com. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed up. One line open. It's been a busy morning.
Yeah.
Almost impossible to get through. Here's your chance. 877-792-1090 open right now.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Bruce. He's calling from Lemon Grove this morning. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good show. Hey, my question is for Brandon. When he's rigging off the kite for the main rod, what size test do you like to use for the flyer, and what type of test do you use for double trouble?
Well, that's a good question. I used 200 last year. Just braid right to swivel. I'm not saying that's the right way to do it. I like 130 or 150 better because that 200 kind of had a lot of drag when it got windy, to my mind. So I think 135 or 150 or whatever is perfect. Bigger reel, the better. They don't see any of that business. So that's what I like to do with that. That double trouble, I was really successful with that thing, kind of skipping it into like little spots up. And when there's times when it's just kind of small visual spots, which was the opposite of how August was when that flyer thing was going last year. So double trouble, double trouble is a kite leader with two leaders on it, just like you'd use on a long range boat.
You put two mackerels,
two back hook mackerels on there. Yeah, mackerels are really hardy, you know,
yeah.
And they skim around a lot. And I don't think the bluefin can tell what type of bait fish is, and they look up whether it's a flyer or a mackerel. It's just live and skipping around. Totally, totally. And you don't have to get that thing super far away from the boat, especially on a smaller boat. So you can use like a 30 or you could use like a 20 or whatever. I like a big barrel and a lot of horsepower, so I would still use like a 50 probably with 130.
And you fish it drifting or you fish it moving?
You can do both. You can drift with it and kind of skip it into spots. You can drive around with the kite up in the air and the clip at your rod tip when you drive over little meter marks, chum, and fly that thing back out, even if there's no wind, kind of in your wake. I did really well on kind of like... dare we call them school fish on that, like those 90 to 120s a couple days. So a couple different ways to do it.
Little 90 to 120.
It's just incredible. When people and buddies tell you, like, we got two small ones today, they're 90 and 110. It's just give me a break.
We didn't get no big ones. Yeah, no big ones
right.
yet. Yeah,
right.
110s.
Yeah, nothing. It's so wild. Unless we forget, last year that fall fishing at Clemente and Tanner, I did that more than a handful of times. That was like the best fishing of the year. And that's when everyone really got to kind of like get redemption because they're biting bait. Sport boats are getting them better than anyone, and so just keep an eye on that fish, and it's going to settle in somewhere, and hopefully that happens again, and please let there be some squid, because those things are, they're blue, just like how we're saying, like, they're
sea bass.
They're aggravating like sea bass. They're just like sea bass. They bite. They're very moon dependent, and when you put squid in front of them, they get stupid, right? That's why Desperation was biting so good. There was deep water squid there and other things going on.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
So let's hope that happens again.
I hope so.
It
will.
Happen.
Something's
going to happen.
Interesting's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a little picky right now, but there's fish here. The bait is unbelievable.
Yep.
Like I was talking about yesterday, the amount of sardine at Cedros is Incredible.
That's great.
Incredible. It's everywhere. Huge, huge, huge spots of sardine everywhere.
It's frustrating to see how difficult it is to catch a big one right now, but the fact that there are so many big fish around is huge, and there's no shortage of volume. You know, I mean, it would, you know, they're bluefin right now, and at some point they will let their guard down. It is still early, and I mean,
totally.
One of the problems with this season, which is not a problem, but it started off, you know, the opportunity to catch one. There was a great opportunity, you know, in at the end of March. You know, I mean,
right.
we had it around for so long that it feels like, man, this. When's it ever going to go? It's July. You know, it's July 2nd right now. Like, we're not supposed to even have started to see this fish until now. So the fact that it's not biting nails is not the end of the world. It feels like it should have already because it's, you know, it's been around us for months and it just hasn't gone
right.
ham yet. But
and things are colder than normal.
Yeah.
You just walk outside.
But on the flip, this is the interesting part, and I think I mentioned this when I was on the show last year. Lost in the fray of the big bluefin craze is like, there's yellowfin tuna in June, and guys have caught 100-pound yellowfin.
Straight
and
up.
Like
crazy.
Miles off the beach, there's been foamers of yellowfin in June. And that's kind of like the giant sea bass. You can go back to kind of the oldest of old-timers and go, when was the last time you saw yellowfin in, like, May and June? That's just not normal.
No.
And in 66-degree water. So there's a ton of fish around, and it's just really interesting.
Every year it seems to rewrite the book.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah. So that's why you have to rewrite the book.
Right. No, totally. Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Tom in Escondido, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Rick, Pete, and Brandon.
Hi.
Any of the listeners that want to learn more about seagrass sport fishing, Rosie is going to be our guest speaker Thursday night at the Rod and Reel Club meeting. Meeting starts at 6:30. I'm sure she will take all questions. We also have a huge raffle. So, and everyone is invited.
That's
where
awesome,
is
Tom.
It, Tom.
At the Valley High Restaurant.
Oh, what a fantastic venue there and such a great time. So that's this Thursday.
This Thursday, the 6th, yes, Pete.
The 6th, all right.
Reservations, we need to call anything? Just anybody can show up Valley High at 6 o'clock and come check it out?
That's it.
Just show up.
Yep.
That's awesome,
just
Tom.
Just show up.
Come and see Rosie right. here, learn about Sadro Sport Fishing and the great operation they have down there. Fun times. Thanks a lot for the call, Tom, and nice to see you yesterday at our live broadcast at Mossy, too.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Tom. All right, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Hills, Commissar Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Great, Hills. Good morning.
Hey, so I did get an opportunity to fish with Brandon, and it's really one of the funnest things is it's like fishing with your buddy, except for your buddy knows how to fish way better than you.
Well, thanks for that.
That's a good way to put it.
Hey, I think I heard Brandon say that he did come up to our area and fish the Northern Channel Islands last year, and I was just wondering, like, how did that go and what was it like? Because it's so beautiful up here, these islands right off of Ventura. It's really amazing. How was it?
I took a little vacation before and went up to Santa Barbara, which is I went to school up there, and I love it up there. But I only went to Rosa one day, and I fished the coastline. And if you caught any sea bass out of that nest thing below Isla Vista a couple of years ago, you're welcome. I fished that thing for like 6 days by myself. That's where I caught that first 70-pounder that I caught. And I just love it up there. I love, you know, all the way up to Conception. Everyone needs to go fish up there. It's a hard place to access because, you know, the Stardust does trips up there and fishes rockfish around Augustine. But to get up there and to get into those anchorages and go around the corner at Point Conception, if you fish around here, like, that's the top end of the bite. It's an incredible place, you know. So, and rumor has it that sometimes sea bass get up there, which isn't a, you know, big, huge secret. So that's a place I love to go. If I have carve out a little bit of time for myself or to do a family trip, I love to bring the boat up there for 3 or 4 days or
so
something
beautiful.
Like that.
What's your favorite time of the year?
Incredible.
Up there?
Fall. October, November.
Fall's good everywhere.
Fall. Yeah. God bless November.
Yeah.
God. So, yeah, that's
unless you're in Ohio.
Right. Or anywhere else.
Or anywhere that's not
Southern
California.
Yeah. You definitely get what you pay for around here with a lot of stuff.
No kidding.
So, yeah. So that's kind of how that zone went down. And, you know.
Yeah.
Beautiful zone. Anyone lives
up
there is really lucky.
Yeah, for sure. But you don't regularly run trips.
No, not at all.
Yeah, okay.
Not at all.
I'd like to go up there and fish.
I'd love to go up there with a couple buds for a couple days. It's
Let's
a great place.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Hills. You live in paradise up there, no doubt about it.
Jillian, Pacific Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jillian.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to say how much I've enjoyed the Seabass trip that I went on with Brandon. There are three trips I've made that are always going to be memories no matter what. One was the first time I fished yellowtail down at Cedros. Yesterday, picking up a huge bluefin on the Royal Star.
Oh, nice.
And the first sea bass that I ever caught with Brandon. And
Matt caught one. And your son caught one that day, too.
He did. He did. It was, those are just top memories that are never going to go. Brandon really knows his stuff.
Well,
thank
that's
you.
Nice of you. Thank you.
No
How
doubt
big was
about
the bluefin?
It.
210.
Ah! Nice one.
First time on the kite, first bluefin ever. I can't imagine doing anything better than that.
Insert mic drop. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's good.
So cool. Congratulations,
okay.
Jillian. Lots of good memories to come. Don't forget, you got to go fishing.
Oh, absolutely. You
All
can't
right.
do it if you're not out there.
That's
Thank
right.
you.
All
Bye.
Right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. You want to get through? There is your chance.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Rudy, who's calling us from Carlsbad. Hi, Rudy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Brandon. It's
morning.
Been a long time. You know, the first time I met you was at the Oceanside Senior Anglers.
I remember.
And I keep learning and listening to you, and your magazine is one of the best things that's come along. The photography is wonderful, and the writing is outstanding, and how you share your knowledge. All I want to know is, can I go after lobster with you?
Rudy, I'd love to have you. I'd love to have you. And, you know, I do those lobster trips several different ways. One is we can leave from Newport, go over there. You can get a hotel, have dinner at the lobster trap, do that whole thing, or just kind of whip in and do the 10-hour regular trip. So that's a customizable trip, there's just a lot of different options.
So,
it's an experience. It's not just a lobster harvesting trip. It's an experience, and that's what I sell.
Yeah.
And even though everyone else is trying to do them, that's kind of like my market,
that's
you know?
That's your deal.
Yeah.
And you do it so well. I've done it with you. Definitely the lobster trap deal where
Owns.
You go in, you
yeah.
get some, take a couple in, they cook them up. They do such a good job with the lobster
it's,
in there.
It's
that's a, it's a
incredible.
Restaurant in Avalon. For
yeah.
Those
$12. $12 to cook your lobster.
Yeah. You go in there, you get this amazing meal. You go back out. Finish off your limit.
Yeah.
And go home the next morning, right?
Oh, it's a great play.
So rad.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Caleb, who owns the Lobster Trap, he owns a lot of Avalon. He also owns the Seacrest Inn. They have a little rental house. It'll sleep like six people. We get
really?
That for $200 a night off season. So
get
if there's four
here.
Guys on the boat,
oh, cool. $50
each, you spend the night there, eat at the restaurant, fish a little the next morning, you know? So, yeah, you pay your dockage fee. If you get off the boat, you got to pay it's $5 or something like that to the harbor department. Those are the cheapest trips that I offer. They're like $300 less than regular charters. Like everything else in California, you know, everything gets more expensive to run. I haven't raised rates on those in a couple of years. I'm going to do that this fall. But if any trips booked before November 1st are at that old rate, which is $1,200, $300 a person, I take four on those trips because two guys are working, two guys are hanging out and
right.
doing whatever. So I take four on those. If you do the math, if you get seven lobsters, the street value is worth way more than $300.
Yeah.
So they're super popular.
Can you book that right now, or is there a window
yeah.
that you have to?
Yeah, no, I'm taking bookings for those right now.
Popular.
They're very popular.
Yeah.
With me, too. I like running them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And October, November, great weather time,
the
great
best.
Time at Catalina.
The best.
And you have any spots open during that
yeah,
time?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's always a way. And March can be really incredible, too. The tail end of lobster season, we're getting 2 to 5 sea bass in the afternoon and then going and catching our lobster.
Sweet.
It wasn't the same slam dunk early season lobster, but you're yeah. still getting 14 to 28 a trip, and your sea bass.
When does lobster season start this year?
I was off on dates. It starts September 30th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was like the 14th or something. You know, for that first Saturday, it always confuses me.
Yeah,
so
end of September.
It's a long season, man.
Yeah, it is.
Till March. Like
yeah.
6 months, it's the longest thing that I do.
Yeah.
So that sea bass added a new dimension to it this year, which was really neat.
Will you get to the point where you can have both boats running those
yeah.
trips? That's
yeah,
awesome.
I have
Gavin and or Wes or and or
yeah.
And
I actually
cool.
have a couple groups where they do both. They want both boats because they have eight people
sure.
or six people, and you can do all sorts of fun stuff with that. You
it's
know,
it's fun. It's fun to
it
do.
Really
why
is
Catalina such the mecca for lobster fishing?
think it's a confluence of things, but one is that the front side of that island's closed to commercial activity.
Yep.
Two, it's perfect habitat. And three, there's a lot of deep water where there was kind of untapped for a lot of years.
Yeah.
So that kind of is what fills in. And I got this kind of like reputation for going deep water lobster. And I do when they're deep. But last year I was in very shallow water,
yeah,
like very, very shallow. So it's just like fish. You got to go where they are.
Sure.
And, you know, if I had to compete in the commercial lobster landscape, I would get absolutely destroyed because those guys are so good at what they do.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't stand a chance. But over there on the wreck tip, we do good at it. And I'm really familiar with that island, especially for lobster.
Yeah. Know your stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, just like fishing, you got to lead spots and current, and there's a micro formula to that as well.
Does coming out of Davy's Locker in Newport Beach versus Dana Point change anything?
It's like 4 miles closer.
It's closer.
And it opens at that middle of the front side isn't such a coarse line, right?
Yeah.
And for sea bass, the west end of that island is way more attainable out of there to go fish west. There's a spot called West Cove that has white sea bass sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Cactus Bay on the maps.
Indeed. All right, Rudy, book your trip. You'd enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, and whether it be lobster, sea bass, bluefin tuna, again, you need to book in advance because Brandon's a popular guy.
Yeah, and I would love it. Nothing. I don't have any of the tourist market. I'm straight local, and I like it like that, but if a guy and his kid wanted to go calico bass fishing on a twilight, I mean, I'll say it straight up. I begrudge charter boats that get to just go poke holes in 13-inch calico bass and do that. I want to go catch 40 fish and just relax and watch fish jump out of the water. Like, book me for that.
Yeah.
Let's do some of that. Yeah. Yeah. Please.
Right.
I like barracuda.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself the full collection of bite journals. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the full collection of Byte journals is going to Joe in Oceanside. Joe, you've got some very cool reading coming your way. You're going to be stoked. Cool collection.
All right, next Byte journal, we can look for it.
Fall. Like fall. After turkey time.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you subscribe to the Byte journal?
Yeah, subscriptions don't start with the current issue because, you know, a lot of people buy it on newsstand then subscribe, so your sub would start with the fall. And you get okay. You get four of them, it's $45. Cover price is 15.
2 years worth.
2 years worth, yeah. So it's kind of like paying three-quarter price.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Versus newsstand, yeah. And it's a reader-supported model. You know, I have sponsors and advertisers, but it's really the readers where the revenue comes from.
Yeah. That's yes. What supports the
yep.
Thing.
The advertising is cool, too, because it's hidden. Like,
right.
I mean, it's not
cool
that it's
way.
Hidden, but it's just done in a, exactly.
Yeah.
It's done in a cool way.
Yep.
Kind of modeled after the Surfers Journal. Which
they helped me get off the ground with the first issue, and I'll be forever grateful to the Pesmans. Yeah. They're incredible people.
Yeah.
I think they just took pity on a guy who was in his early 30s who wanted to do something in print.
that's
what it really was.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, we'll help you. But
right, exactly.
You pulled it off. I mean,
yeah, you
like,
did, man.
Like the impossible dream of being a guy that makes his living on sea bass fishing. That's like the impossible dream.
Right. Right. I know when I first started, a lot of people said, like, you can't do that.
Right. Come on.
Yeah.
You serious?
Right.
Yeah. Sea bass, bluefin, lobster, whatever.
Yeah.
Calico bass. How do we get a hold of you at just Byte Sport Fishing?
Yeah. You can go to bitesportfishing.com or give me a call. That number is 949-212-0719. And when the new boat's all up and running at Fisherman's, I'm definitely going to do set 1 day aside for an open party. Love getting open party people out. Don't get to do it as much as I would like to with me on the boat, but a lot of those people turn into really good customers. If you take three people out, one of them becomes a good charter customer.
Cool.
At the end of the day, if you're fishing with people that you like fishing with, it's the greatest thing in the world.
No doubt, man.
Yeah.
So you basically you just take charter price and divide it by three.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I might have guys buy their own yummies because those things get expensive.
Yeah,
man. It's $200 a day.
I know a spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right where you're running out of.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're rigging them right now, full speed.
Holler at me.
Exactly.
Do you have them in stock,
We got them in stock.
Got them in
fully
stock.
Rigged, ready to roll.
Okay. The right way, too.
Fleck approved.
Yes.
Fleck approved. Yeah, he's the guy that taught you.
That's where it was born. Yeah, people have all these theories, just like Brandon said about yummy fishing. Like that was born at Fisherman's Landing
100%.
A lot of years ago.
Yes, 100%.
Now look at it.
Works on the balloon, too.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks, Brandon. Look
Thank
forward
you.
To having
Great
you
job. That was fun.
Again, and look forward to having you back next Saturday and Sunday right here in the Mighty 1090 Studios. Next Saturday, Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits going to be here. The man. You talk about a guy that's fishy. There he is right there. Then next Sunday, from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Kevin Kelly's going to be here in the studio. Thanks for listening today. Have a great, happy, and safe 4th of July, and we'll see you next week right here on the Mighty 1090.